I'm Amy Eddings. Thanks for tuning in. It's WNYC's Financial 411, our take on the economic news of the day. Markets fell as new data emerged showing weakness in the U.S. economy. The Dow lost 38 points to close at 10,636. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ each lost about a half a percentage point. American consumers are saving more and being picky about how they spend their money. The Commerce Department says personal spending and income were flat in June, while the savings rate rose to 6.5% of after-tax income. Consumer spending makes up 70% of our nation's economic activity. Pfizer had a nearly 10% rise in its second quarter profits, beating expectations on Wall Street. The jump for the drug maker was due to last year's acquisition of Wyeth. As part of its consolidation efforts, the New York City-based Pfizer has cut about 18,000 jobs worldwide, more than 10% of its total workforce. Pfizer also reported strong sales of its erectile dysfunction drug Viagra and cholesterol pill Lipitor, which loses U.S. patent protection next year. And Condé Nast has tentatively agreed to move from Times Square downtown to One World Trade Center. That's the formerly named Freedom Tower. According to an email to employees, Condé Nast is in active discussions with the building's owner, the Port Authority. The magazine publisher would be the largest private tenant to take space at Ground Zero. Most automakers reported slight increases in sales last month. It's a positive sign that maybe, just maybe, consumers are still willing to spend despite worries about the economy. Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler reported modest sales growth compared to a year ago, while top foreign automaker Toyota saw sales fall. That's right, only a year after GM and Chrysler exited bankruptcy, Detroit automakers are faring better than many overseas competitors. Here with us now to talk more about autos, the economy, and the Detroit Big Three is Rebecca Lindland, Director of Automotive Research for IHS Automotive. Welcome to the 411.
Thanks for having me on, Amy.
How did automakers do in July? Who were the winners and losers? Give us a recap.
Well, you know, it's a combination of mixed results, really. We saw Chrysler have a better than expected month and Ford a little bit worse. GM was right on our estimate, so we were comfortable with their performance. But I would say that overall, we are still seeing some very, very mixed signals. We had a nice increase from Nissan. They were up adjusted about 15%, which is a very good result, adjusted for selling days. And then Toyota, as you mentioned at the outset, declined a bit. So a mixed result overall.
Was that a surprise for you, the Toyota drop?
Unfortunately not.
Right.
And you know, Toyota continues to struggle. The other thing to keep in mind, I'm sorry, is that the last year, the very, very end of July, we got a couple of days in of cash for clunkers, and Toyota was a very big participant in that. So that did skew their results a bit.
Detroit automakers, especially Ford, have really done much better than many Americans might have expected. What's happening in Detroit? Are they? I mean, we know they just went through this huge restructuring. Has that helped position them better in the market?
You know, it has. I mean, it's sort of a sad commentary that everyone is so surprised that these companies are making money again, but they are making money, and the restructuring helped do that. I think that. You know, the companies, GM and Ford in particular, have been able to get some really terrific product out there. Chrysler just debuted their new Jeep Grand Cherokee, so we'll see how that responds. It did have some positive reviews. Normally, I would have driven that vehicle, but I wasn't able to yet. But I can tell you that the products from the Big Three are just getting better and better and better.
Tell me which cars in particular are really shining.
I just drove the Chevy Cruze, which is Chevrolet's new compact car that's going to be out in dealerships in just a few weeks from now. And Amy, it's just a terrific little car. It has great handling, great just performance. It's incredibly quiet. I've been driving this car. I drove it in Geneva a few months ago, and they've just keep making refinements and improvements. So that's a really, really good sign. For Ford, I think the new Edge, the new Explorer, is going to be really interesting for them. We haven't had an opportunity to drive it yet, but of course I've seen it in person, and it's a very interesting evolution for such an iconic product for them.
And Rebecca, briefly, is it that Detroit is doing better, or is it that Toyota is still struggling after multiple recalls?
No, I'm actually happy to say that Detroit really is doing better. They have a much cleaner balance sheet. They have a much better operations standpoint, and they have much better product. And all of that is going to lead to much better results.
Rebecca Lindland is Automotive Research Director at IHS Automotive. Thanks so much for joining us on the Financial 411.
You.
Get the 411 as a podcast. Go to our website, WNYC.org. And while you're there, leave us your comments and your questions. This is WNYC.